Number 22, Cowboys and Aliens from October 2013. Now that we have satellite television, we get about 560 channels. However, I'm not sure if we are more satisfied with 560 than when we got three channels when I was a kid. There is a lot of what passes for entertainment that is just plain crap, and I can't believe that enough people watch it to keep it on the air. One interesting phenomenon with the current television programming is the huge number of shows that deal with the supernatural in some way. It seems to me that about half the programs are either about werewolves, zombies, mummies, cyborgs, or superheroes. Is it just me, or have the rest of you noticed the preponderance of these types of movies? I'm not sure I know what to make of this. Maybe it's just a trend, like all the cowboy movies we had when I was a kid, or like the World War II movies we had right after the war, or the situation comedies that proliferated starting with the 1970s and 1980s, or the current action movies. But somehow, I don't think that it is just a trend. It is that, but it is more than that, I believe. These supernatural shows are obviously targeting a younger audience, and therefore it must say something about our young people in our culture. But what does it say? I thought about this from several different angles. One thing it might say is that young people are still very much interested in those things that are beyond themselves. There is still a yearning to consider those things that are more than what we can see, hear, taste, and touch. There is still a fascination with powers beyond those of mortal men. This could be important for the Christian church to know in trying to connect with young people today. A few years ago at convention, our speaker was Diana Butler Bass. She had done a 2-year study on religion in America. She said that we are now living in the post-Christian era. That means that there are, for the first time, more people in our culture who don't think religion is a good thing than that do. She said that young people have been turned off and soured by the church as big business and by phony and greedy televangelists. The church has denounced the culture around it and then imitated it in how it goes about its business, and young people have become very disenchanted. Ms. Bass concluded that the good news is that younger people are still very much interested in spirituality and things beyond themselves. They just don't think that the Christian church is the place to find it. They still want to find purpose and meaning in life and connect to a higher power, but they don't see Christianity as the vehicle to get them there. Likewise, Robert Abner, who is campus pastor at Ball State University, reported that college students are seeking an authentic experience in life. They don't just want McDonald's hamburgers. They want a blue cheese and onion burger at Joe's Bar and Grill. They don't just want a Budweiser or Miller Lite. They want a beverage from a microbrewery. They are looking for something that is countercultural. They are seeking something that is different than everything else around it. Christianity in the early church was very countercultural. It was even illegal. It spoke of dying to self to experience real life. It espoused not just loving your friends and family, but even loving your enemies. It encouraged divesting oneself of money and possessions and giving them to others in need. It spoke of giving as the way to receive. It was very different than the culture around it. I wonder if getting back to our countercultural roots in the church could get young people to see the Christian church as a viable way to a positive spiritual life, rather than as just a meaningless social club or even a damaging institution. Maybe then we wouldn't be so enthralled with movies about zombies, werewolves, and superheroes. Not only would there be more young Christians, but the bonus would be that there would be more cowboy shows and less cowboys and aliens.